Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Very, very applicable to life. Don't look for anything elsewhere except in Him. I don't care what it is in your life. Just two scriptures. Following the theme for the month, a month of supernatural progress. And Genesis 26 and 13 declares, and Isaac sowed in the land and reaped 100% in the same year. And God blessed him. And he began to be great and continued to be great until he became very great. And that simply tells you the character and the nature of the God we serve, our Father and our Creator. He will never leave you until he has attained his desired goal for your life. That's the God we serve. He does not tolerate you. He loves you. He enjoys you. He's delighted in you. He says, so how can I miss him if your own delight is somewhere else? That's why all through the Old Testament you hear, he say, you are not your adulteress, you this. It's the same thing in the Spirit. He showers so much love on you. If you don't reciprocate and you give into something else, that's adultery. You know how Jesus simply put it? He said, you know what? If you love me, then you do what I say. So his love language is clear. For some people, bring flour. That's all. For Jesus, do what I tell you to do. You can do everything, but you do what I tell you to do. That's the way I know you love me. And if you love me, my Father and I will make your body our permanent home. Because we love you. You're special. Do you know there's no destitute in Christ? No. Do you know that God never judges anybody? The day of judgment is coming. It's human beings that judges. They will judge your best intention, they will judge your worst intention. But God never judges. But God has a standard. He always wins by love. What confuses the devil? He wants to destroy you, but the love you carry, the love that you embodied, just will not allow him. He cannot understand. Anyway, let me just share some two scriptures in line with the fact that you will never stop increasing in the name of Jesus. You never stop enlarging. You never stop imagining. You never stop getting bigger in the name of Jesus. You never stop maturing in Christ. You never stop. Oh my gosh, that's God. That's the nature of the God I serve. The one that was preached to me, that convicted my soul, the one that I represent and I try to present to anybody that hears me today. I'm sure that's the God you serve. I can hear you. Is the God of poverty? God of sickness and he's a good God. A giver of good gifts. How come all these things sometimes happen? Well, sometimes because we are not able to see what he's doing, and sometimes because he wants to do something. Sometimes, but usually, anyhow you look at it, it's for his glory. Anyhow. Because ultimately you are the winner. Not the devil, not the man, not the woman that represents the devil. You are the winner. Because beyond this level, there's another level. The devil makes people think that this is the last level. It's a lie. This is an intro. So ultimately, you are the winner. Okay, two scriptures. That's why it's Paul, right? Everything, all things work together for good to them that love. Yes, Psalm 23, quickly. Yes. Shall we read? We know it. From today, it's going to go beyond just knowing it mentally. Oh, I feel the fire in my hand. And I mean it. It's going to start producing for you. Every word of God produces. Every word. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Period. He That's all you ever know. Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want. There are areas of struggles in your life. But because Jesus is my shepherd, because Jesus is, I said, can't you read the Bible? But the interesting thing about this scripture is that you must make it yours. I shall not want. It's not what the devil wants from me. It's not what he wishes what about me. No. Jesus said, I shall not want. It's not what anybody wants. It's only God's desire that will come to pass in my life. You understand? And see, why I'm using my is, can you read again? The Lord is my shepherd. That's what is written there. So that means that this is somebody's testimony. This is somebody's, this is somebody's meditation. This is somebody's testimony. This is your testimony. It's my testimony. This is a shalom. Now look at it. Follow. Just follow me. He makes me. So why should I want? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me. This is what I say. He restores. So a lot of time I struggle, but he's my shepherd. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. So there's no amount of how much I want to impress him. Just yield to him so that I can impress him. When you get to your point of struggle, say, please take over. You are my shepherd after all. And what does that tell you? You are never alone. If you recognize a shepherd, that means that your life is in collaboration. It's lived by collaboration. No, that's true. Don't kill yourself. Let him do what he's able to do. He says, what a friend we have in Jesus. He says, all our griefs to bear. What a privilege. Why are you neglecting the privilege? To carry everything.
Everything
to God. One limb. Hey, Jesus is my shepherd. It takes your attention away from the devil to Jesus. It gives you the right focus in life. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's not what my daddy did or mommy did or my uncle did. No. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me in the path for his name's sake. Now, though I walk through, I'm only walking through. You don't know what I know. I'm not alone. I have a shepherd. He's making me to lie down. He's leading me. He's guiding me. He's restoring me. So though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear. Why? Because you are with. What's the shadow of death you're walking through now? Poverty? Sickness? Trouble in your home? What's the shadow of death? Some example that you have that has refused to come true for you. Is it unemployment? What's the shadow of death you're passing through? The reason you are here today and I'm here today is so that we can walk through. And let me assure you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are walking through. Your amen is too weak for me. For his name's sake, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear. No, so fear is murdered. His presence destroys fears. And once fear jumps out the window, faith comes to fall. Your life pleases God. Things begin to happen for you. I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, so it's getting darker, it's getting harder. When you have carried, oh, the shepherd is nearby. Oh, the shepherd is nearby. You're never alone. No, I'm never alone. No. never alone. He promised never to leave me, never leave me alone. I said, no, I'm never alone. No, I'm never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. He says, you prepare. This is personal. My shepherd, you prepare. That's what he's always done with my life. You prepare. Come on, tell your neighbor. Say, he prepares. Come on, talk to him. Say, you prepare. Jesus, you prepare. You are an expert at preparing tables before me, even in the presence of my. The more they've struggled to fight, the more tables are prepared. Because he leads me. He guides me. He makes me. So when you think it's getting so bad, prepare for your next level. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Overflow. 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 Increase. Going forward. You're unstoppable in the name of Jesus. So because he leaves, I can face tomorrow. Because Christ leaves, all fear is gone. And because I know he holds my future, my life is worth on living just because. He prepared, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely. So I conclude. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now that's up to you. You can conclude anyhow you want. But this is how the Bible wants us to conclude. If Jesus is my shepherd, because he is. Come on, John 10:10. John 10, all through. The good shepherd. Come on. I think it's Hebrews 13 thereabout. The great shepherd. Come on. Then 1 Peter. The chief shepherd. He's my shepherd. Yeah. And you know, the whole thing about this issue of shepherd is his presence. I'm in the presence of my King. I'm in the
presence of my King.
I'm in the
presence of my King.
I'm in the
presence of my King.
I'm in the
presence of my King.
That's the whole idea. It's the same David that would say, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. The same David. Same David that said that, look, if a troop will come against me and war will break out on the other side, say, let me tell you my number one desire. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord. That I may daily seek and make inquiries in his temple. His presence is what I will go for, even in the face of war. It has come 3 times, and I've said it. See, Ona Timose bat Orion, Farao Babe Orion, Ona Timobe bat Ophiromilowa, Kotani Babe Orion. The same place you will walk through and be miraculous, supernatural. Those coming after your life will try, they will perish. I'm talking to supernatural now. You know why? Because even then, the shepherd was there. He was in the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire. I say forward ever, backward never. In the name of Jesus, whatever the devil is putting as a blockage to you right now, I need up by the In the name of Jesus, I command destruction. I say, let your way be made straight. In the name of Jesus, let the valleys fill up for you. Let the mountains come down for you. Let the crooked straighten for you. Let the short gate fling open. In the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, go forward. In the name of Jesus. If you have never witnessed an overflow before, expect it in the name of Jesus. Overflow in your health. Overflow in your finances. Overflow of favor. Overflow of divine wisdom. Victory and deliverances. Perfection and freedom. As a peace and joy. Overflow in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Do you know that Jesus died to make this possible? And when we say that Jesus died according to scriptures, he shed his blood. That's why we sing that his power mighty in the blood. The blood makes the difference. And that's why he himself said, take this bread in remembrance of me. Take this cup in remembrance of me as often as you do it. So in other words, do it all the time. And every time you do it, remember me. So what do you remember him for? Your brother, your covenant partner, your savior, the Lamb of God that was slain to make it possible. You want to make the cross and Calvary become the starting point of our everlasting victory. Glory be to his name. He paid a terrible price for it. And that's why there's no contesting anything with him. You are free forever. In Christ Jesus. This is a turning point. Because we remember what he has done. We meditate on it. He said, when we meditate, our progress will be made evident to all. He didn't have to die. He died to make me who God wants me to be. Hello. Dreaming of death, I cancel it. In the name of Jesus. From the sender, I say, go back seven times in Jesus' name. Anyone that wishes you death, if they don't repent, they will die. Hey! I say, if they don't repent, when they repent, that means that they cannot pursue you with death anymore. But if they don't repent, it will go back to them. You don't need to say, amen, me, I'm praying. I say, seven times it will return in Jesus' name. They must repent in the name of Jesus. You say, why are you praying that way? Because it's the covenant. I've just quoted from the covenant. Because Abraham's blessings are mine. Come on, go to Galatians chapter 3. The one that curses you is cursed. The one that blesses you is blessed. I say your promotion has come. In the name of Jesus. Your increase has come. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.